Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my SEO podcast. This is SEO expert and strategist Dagmar Gattell with SEO strategy tips, helping successful entrepreneurs and experts be ranked number one and converting their traffic to customers and clients with SEO business strategy. In this SEO podcast, we will talk about the secret of finding your ideal online niche. And there are really four different points you want to have in mind when you're looking for your ideal online niche. The first one is the purpose, right? And the purpose from both sides. Your purpose of being online, your purpose of creating this website, but also the people you want to attract. What's their purpose, right? Whom do you want to attract? What do they have in mind? What's their intent to find online? Like, for example, let's look at it. Do you want to attract people who want to go on a fishing trip? Or do you want to attract people who like to catch big fish? Or do you want to attract people who enjoy fishing? And it could be that your ideal niche provides all of them the answer, but it could be there are three totally different niches. So it's really all depending on the further points you want to think through before you pick your final online niche. People who are looking to go on a trip don't have to be the people who like to catch big fish, because perhaps they'd like to do it locally. And also the people who enjoy fishing perhaps are not going for the big fish, but going for a unique fishing experience, or going to just want to fish but throw the fish back. Others will catch the fish and want to have it as a trophy and want to get pictures with it and eat the fish. Perhaps it sounds all very simple to you, but in reality, there are really many different reasons why a target market or why the market does different things. So by you knowing exactly who your target market is and whom do you want to attract, that for sure helps you as a first step to find your ideal online niche. The second step is, what's your focus? What do you want to deliver, right? Because when you attract with your focus, people coming to your site, and you fulfill their purpose, that's where you get the conversions in. So let's use again the example of fishing. So you could deliver how-to information on catching the best fish, or you could deliver in general information about great fishing destinations to travel to, or you could deliver news from the angler world. So it's really all about what's your focus. What is it what you want to provide? What is it what you want to share? Because what you want to share needs to catch your target market's attention, needs to make them stop in their own thoughts and now look at what you have to offer. The third point is quantity. And oftentimes quantity is seen as a very big point from different perspectives. So when I say quantity, it's really how many people are interested in your focus. How many people are already searching online for that what you have to offer but land on your competitor's page? If nobody is looking for information you want to provide online, guess what? It's better to go for another focus, because you want to attract traffic coming to your site. You want to have a high conversion rate, and to have a high conversion rate, you need a high amount of traffic coming in. No, I should say that differently. To have a high conversion rate, you need to fulfill exactly the need of your target market. you could have a small amount of traffic coming in. But if you sell fishing trips for $20,000 or $30,000, then the small traffic could be still a very specific traffic finding you. And by converting each of them, because the more specific your approach is, the more specific your focus is, so higher is your conversion rate. So if you sell a service or product where you don't make so much money per person or per trip or per product, then for sure you need to have a higher amount of traffic coming in and a higher conversion rate to monetize and to make money with it. Another thought you want to think about when you think about quantity is how many competitors are already established. With how many competitors are you competing to bring this target market to your focus, to bring this target market to your... So more competitors you have, the more challenging it could be to rank well and to rank fast. So when we think about macro niches, which are the big ones, and micro niches, which are small but very specific ones, normally the micro niches have much less competitors than the big ones and the macro niches. So at this point, you want to think about with the quantity, with the amount of people looking for what you have to offer, how many competitors do you have to pass to be on the first page of Google? The last point is the quality. The quality is really your why, right? So why do you want to establish yourself in a specific online niche where you track the target market with a specific purpose, where you have the focus to deliver a specific information? So in your why, it could be you have the knowledge and expertise. You have the availability of an ongoing content flow. You can provide answers to their questions. You are an expert, and you want to be seen as the authority in your field. So quality in this case has a lot to do what makes you stand out. What's your unique edge? Let's look at all four points together when we think about the secret of finding your ideal online niche. So you want to have your purpose, your own purpose, why you want to be online, but also who do you want to attract, who's your target market. Then you want to have your focus. What do you want to deliver exactly? What is the type? Is it information? If it's news? If it's how-to, right? How do you bring them deeper into your sales funnel? Then the quantity. How many people are already looking online for that what you want to provide? And how many competitors are already established there you're competing with? What's the quality? Why do you provide this? Do you have knowledge? Do you have expertise? Do you have developed an ongoing content flow? Can you provide specific answers to your target market's questions? Are you already an expert, and do you want to become an authority in your field and seen as this online? The secret of finding your ideal online niche is really all four combined. You need to know what's your purpose. You need to know your target market's purpose of looking for what you focus on, looking for what you want to deliver. How many people are looking for? You won't want to create a website. You don't want to establish yourself in a niche where you have nobody looking for. And if the niche you pick is a niche where only a small amount of people looking for specific keywords, then you want to make sure that your product brings you the profitability when you put all your effort, time, and money in it to establish yourself in this niche. And then the quality. If you have the knowledge and the expertise for the specific niche to fulfill your target market's question, to provide them how to or the information they're looking for and news from their specific niche world, then you have a great chance to really monetize this ideal online niche. Hope these points helped you a little bit to come closer or more aware of, or helps you to identify your ideal online niche so that you don't establish yourself in a niche where you don't make enough money, on a niche where you already have so many competitors, or a niche where you don't have the knowledge and experience needed to fulfill your target market's desire and to attract them to you and bring them deeper into your sales funnel. If you have more questions about finding your ideal online niche, just post them on my Blog Talk Radio site. You also can go to my website, SEOstrategyplan.com. This is SEOstrategyplan.com, and get free access to more SEO strategy premium training there, including the 7 fatal SEO mistakes successful entrepreneurs make when building their authority online. It comes with SEO audio training, radio podcasts, SEO article and audio archives, invitation to live webinars, free SEO Q&A sessions where you can ask all your questions, and much more. You will gain a much better understanding about the what and the why of creating the best SEO strategy plan for your unique online needs. Because the key is you don't want to implement anything what is close, or comes close to a cookie cutter approach. If we try to duplicate something what somebody else does, we could succeed or we could fail, because at this point it's really just gambling. You want to make sure that your plan, your strategy is a proven one and it will work for your unique situation. Ranking online is not an accident. It is a strategy. It's the same if you would build a house without a plan, if you would forget the roof, or you would have no foundation, or you would have the bathtub in the kitchen or the toilet in the living room. Ranking online is not an accident. It is a strategy, and you want to have your customized strategy in place for your website so you can make sure it not only fits your target market and your online focus, but also brings you the traffic you need to monetize your quality, to monetize your expertise, to monetize your knowledge. This is SEO strategist, expert, and certified SEO master Dagmar Gattell signing off for today. Wish you an amazing day and tune in again next week.